Welcome back to Your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. I don't take compliments well. So when someone gives me one, I usually brush it off. Recognition for something that I've done is a little bit different, and I was pleasantly surprised when that happened to me recently at Second Harvest Food Bank of Central Florida when I stopped in and saw an old friend, Greg Hagerson, and at the Lyle Lovett concert.
Oh, David Krepko.
David Krepko. We saw Greg Hagerson and David Krepko.
Yes, yes.
Greg is still with the organization. David is not.
Yeah.
Wait, David?
David Krepko.
David
yeah.
Krepko.
God, yeah, Dave.
Why am I so bad at this?
Dave.
He is no longer with the organization. But so I went down there because I was buying a typewriter from a volunteer. And I was talking to the guy, and he said he's only in town like when he does his volunteering over at Second Harvest. I'm like, oh, I'll meet you there. It's 10 minutes from my house. Haven't been there in a while. I reached out to Greg to see if he'd be there. So I was like, hey, I'm going to stop by. I hope to see you. Say hello. And Greg, he did this at the concert too, but he did this with just random employees. That was for Dave's benefit. But at these random employees, he was like, yeah, I don't know if you know this, but Nick was actually our first webmaster for our website. And I was like, I kind of forgot that. Like, not only did I forget that, it was like, it was so easy and it was in my wheelhouse and it was something that, you know, I didn't give much thought to that. It's like, that is pretty cool
it's very cool. And the thing is, it stood out in his mind enough to mention it as something cornerstone, right, that you did. And this is the thing, I think if you were to go back to all your experiences in life, you'd discover a bunch of stuff like that.
Oh, I'm sure. And I think this has got me thinking, like, yeah, maybe I should write my memoir, at least like that book of essays that just talk about how great I am.
Well, you know something? I know that you're obviously joking about that, but the thing is this, I think you have such an eclectic background of experiences and you're insightful enough and incisive enough to draw the lessons out of that, the things that you've learned and the things that you've experienced, because man, you've done some cool stuff and you continue to do cool stuff. And I feel like you compartmentalize it so much that you lose sight of the incredible collage of stuff that you've put out there, right? Yeah. I think I do too, but I think yours is wilder, weirder, and probably
way cooler,
more interesting.
Than yours. Yeah,
I'm not kidding about that. I mean, I've got some cool stuff, but most of my stuff everyone's heard about a million times, right? I mean, yeah, Bob does improv, isn't that great? Bob does Tai Chi, isn't that fantastic? Bob does drawing on the sidewalks, that's great. But the thing
I
is,
wish I could do any of that.
But I've been doing those things for like 20 years each. You know, you start something new and different like monthly, weekly. You got the art closet that you started at Joybird Books, which is a new, recent, beautiful something. And how's that going, by the way?
Really good.
Yeah?
People yeah, showing really, up? Really, really incredible. Oh, yeah. She had, Jess had, she posted this. That her van was in the shop, so please don't like bring any more donations in for a little bit. And I'm like, this is not going to stop people.
They just
people are going to bring in donations regardless. Oh.
Well, if you run into a crunch, you know, I have an SUV. I'm happy to help.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I offered. Yeah, good. She's fine.
Yeah, that's yeah, you have a truck. What am I talking about? So you're good. That's good. I'm glad because that excited me. So seeing that succeed, it's a beautiful thing. That's more of that. I believe that karma is a real thing, my friends. Some people call it a bitch, but more accurately, it's a mirror. It reflects the good we do and it reflects the other stuff too. Nick's got some good stuff coming back to him because of how generous he is to the world. That's part of what keeps the cycle of good things flowing. Heartfelt contributions inspire heartfelt rewards. More of that, please. That does it for this episode of The Dose. Thanks for listening.